It's Tuesday, March 3, 2026.
So oil is basically not moving out of the Strait of Hormuz.
Oil and natural gas prices surge after Donald Trump launches new war in the Middle East. War may boost renewables as an energy security solution. Plus, the U.S. generated a record amount of renewable electricity last year.
Oh, don't tell Trump. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Trump is a coal poser. He only loves beautiful, clean coal. I love all coal. Dirty coal, ugly coal, black coal, gay coal.
Coal can be gay.
When you're down in these mines long enough, it can.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, Donald Trump was so proud of bringing down the price of oil that I guess he had to shoot it up through the roof with another war in the Middle East.
Yes, apparently so.
Yeah.
After a brief pause, the United States is back at war again in the Middle East. Over the weekend, Donald Trump launched preemptive military strikes on Iran, a major oil producer. Predictably, Iran has retaliated with counterstrikes across the region. The conflict is rapidly escalating to encompass new targets, with an attack on a major oil refinery in Saudi Arabia and other infrastructure. World markets are rattled by the prospect of an expanding war across the already volatile Middle East. Global crude oil prices soared after the Iranians said they had closed the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil and natural gas is transported. Natural gas prices are also spiking on fears of supply constraints, particularly in the European Union, where member states are running low on natural gas reserves after winter. How high oil and gas prices rise depends on how long Trump's war lasts and on how far it spreads. In the U.S., energy analysts expect the widening conflict to drive up gasoline prices. That and shipping disruptions are likely to have a global ripple effect, making goods more expensive, further spiking inflation in the U.S. Some forgotten history here. The U.S. conflict with Iran goes back to 1953, when the U.S. and the U.K. launched a coup against Iran, deposing its first democratically elected leader, in significant part because he intended to nationalize Iran's oil industry. So this marks the second time the U.S. has forced regime change on Iran.
Well, I'm sure this will be the last time.
Some experts think that Trump's war on Iran may help accelerate the transition to renewable energy sources. The EU imports nearly all of its fossil fuels, leaving it deeply vulnerable to geopolitical conflict. That is why countries around the world are prioritizing renewables, because wind and solar energy, battery storage, electric vehicles, all are less vulnerable to oil and gas price shocks, making renewables an energy security solution. Here's UC Santa Barbara's Pasha Madavin in an interview with NPR.
This is a reminder that a better and safer world is possible, one in which we do rely on renewable resources that no one country can threaten or stop.
Yeah, I mean, if we see another spike in gas prices, there's going to be a whole lot of folks out there with electric cars who are going to be really happy they bought those electric cars.
Yep. In other news, a North Dakota judge has ordered Greenpeace to pay an estimated $345 million in damages to tar sands giant Energy Transfer, the corporation behind the Dakota Access Pipeline. Energy Transfer had accused Greenpeace of orchestrating criminal behavior during indigenous-led protests at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation 10 years ago. Greenpeace will appeal and has filed a countersuit in Europe against Energy Transfer.
$345 million
yes.
to Greenpeace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Finally, a sliver of good news. Even as the Trump administration has implemented a range of policies to strangle the U.S. clean energy industry, U.S. utilities generated a record amount of electricity from renewable sources last year. Bloomberg News reports that while several large natural gas plants also opened in the U.S. last year, that capacity was eclipsed by a wave of cheaper, smaller renewable energy facilities that came online. Renewables now make up more than a quarter of all U.S. electricity generated and growing.
Even with Donald Trump in office.
Yep.
Go figure. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. This week, we are now celebrating our 17th year of connecting the climate change dots on the Green News Report. Congratulations, Desi Doyen.
Thank you. You too.
Hope you'll continue to support our work by stopping by bradblog.com/donate. To help us celebrate. We couldn't do it without you. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Don't you know I-